We can pretty much figure that out. I don't know. I've been going through so much over quite a few months, right? I think we're almost in 6 months of coronavirus stuff at this point. And when you're like taking it all apart and putting it all back together, what it comes down to, the three most important things, I think, are like your health, right? Your mission, and the people that you're absolutely in love with, the people that you just want to have in your life and love to have in your life. And I think that's the three most important things. Somebody asked me that the other day, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, after everything that's gone on from coronavirus and business and work and just everything that we've all been going through, it really does come down to that, you know? And so when artists are asking me, you know, what is coming up next? What are you going to work on next? And what are you thinking of this? And how are you thinking about social media right now? And how are you thinking about the music business right now? I have to say, I have some clear visions for the future, but when it comes down to it, health has to be a huge priority. Has to be, because I have actually been sick on and off, right? I felt like I was sick in January. Got through what we thought was the flu. Who knows if it was coronavirus? I have no idea. But after going through that, and even, you know, on weekends when I crash, when I get really tired, if I'm really exhausted after work, any of those times, it just is a reminder that you have to think about the three most important things in your life. Because without your health, you can't move forward on anything. Am I right? Without that, you can't go any farther. So I think to me, the three most important things are definitely health, the mission, because you have to get up inspired every day. And, you know, I don't know, I've always been one of those people that I can't just do nothing. It drives me crazy. I have to be like learning something or growing or feeling like I'm developing. And perhaps that's why this is like the perfect job for me, right? Because in advertising, marketing, publicity, and radio, it's constantly in motion. It's constantly moving forward. There is no stop. If you stop, it doesn't stop. It just keeps going without you. So it's one of those things where, it's important to have a mission. But also the people in my life are really important. So the people that I work with have to be people that I really enjoy working with. The people that are my family, they just have to be okay. They have to be healthy. I want to look after them. I want to make sure they're okay too, you know, because they're a part of this whole ecosystem. And I think that is for anyone, you know. I saw a lot of fathers on Father's Day posts from people that are my clients and friends and family. And I thought to myself, that's amazing. I'm really happy to see that because maybe through all of what we've been through just recently with coronavirus, maybe it has helped us all get a better grasp on family, and it's allowed us to connect with family more, you know, and in a better way. Today I was talking to one of the artists coming on my show, and she said that yeah, like the benefit of what's happened is that I did get to connect with family more, you know, like I wasn't working out, I was staying at home, and this whole thing has pretty much allowed me to stay home, you know, and been the driving factor in connecting with the family. And with everybody having to be in, we all had to find a way for that to work. We all had to find a way to process that and put it all together. And I think that's really, really important because, you know, when it comes down to it, you got to have appreciation for that. And weren't we all just kind of like being ripped from it? I did. I felt like I was. I felt like it was a race every single day. And now it's not a race. I found a way to just block out my times and schedule everything so much better. So then I'm not in this race with myself every single day. I don't know. Anyway, listen, at the end of the day, after all this is said and done, and as maybe coronavirus cases start to decline, I hope, maybe not in the US so much, but all over the world. If you want to get to that rainbow, right, you have to kind of put up with the rain for a little while. And I actually have always liked the rain. I've always felt like I don't mind the rain at all. The rain's okay because the rain teaches me things. It helps me get through struggles. I probably wouldn't be able to do most of what I've been able to accomplish if I didn't have rain, because rain is what, like, is the driving force. I was thinking the other day that the struggle is necessary, just because without the struggle, I literally don't think that I would be challenged to do more. And if I wasn't challenged to do more, I would just be like complacent. I would just be sitting there being okay with everything, just going along like it normally does. I don't know. You know what I'm saying though? That's just what I'm thinking. So when it comes to the three most important things, I'm curious what you guys think they are. Now for the immediate future, if you don't like the road you're walking on, then you have to start paving a new one. I did this a long, long time ago to get to where I am today, and I talk a lot about it on like my website, my YouTube channel, and my social media posts and stuff like that, just because it's a fight like every single day to pave a new road. It's not easy. It's only easy if you enjoy it, right? And it's only easy if you're willing to sit there and put the work in because the passion is there. So when you get back to like the three most important things, health, mission, and people, the mission is to pave a new road. So if you're thinking about doing a turn, if maybe everything you've been through in this last couple of months has put you in this mindset of like, I have to change things, you know, I realize that I don't want to go back to the way things were, then that's okay, because you could totally do it. You just have to know that as long as you have a passion for paving a new road, it can totally be done. Like for my creators out there, like my musicians who have been through some serious struggles this last few months, especially with gigs changing up the way you're thinking about your music. I mean, even distribution really just let you all down really badly. I mean, distribution was like the number one problem, right? In getting from point A to point B, because you simply couldn't count on if your music was going to be delivered on time. Like you put it out there, you pay for it, and you get it out there, and like, you know, you hire us to market it, and I'm ready to market it, and like, bam, nothing happens. A month goes by, you get no answer. You don't know whether your song is going to be launched. If it's not, are we starting? What are we doing? And they're not even answering you. That is a problem. And that was like DistroKid, CD Baby. I mean, like all of them, every single one, there was no good one. They all had delays. And like not only bad delays, but it seemed to me like a lot of artists, and I should mention this, it seemed to me like a lot of artists were paying fees for specific delivery dates that they weren't receiving and they weren't getting their money back. And it was being taken from royalties. So that is really unfair. There's got to be something to fix that moving forward. And there's got to be a way to get the money back moving forward, because that's just not good. I see a lot of videos, in fact, on YouTube popping up about it. So you should look into it and just see if maybe something can be done on that side. I mean, I even had people come to me and say to me, if you're a great publicist, you're like excellent in marketing, you're doing such a great job, can't you be a label too? Can't you be a distributor? And I'm like, you know, there's only so many things that we can tackle, right? There's only so many things, because if you take on too many pieces, then it's not good, because then your desk is just too full. and it's not that I don't want to help everyone do everything, do it all, right? See, you're right on there. You just want to hand it over. And I get it. But like, listen, I look at it like this, at this point anyway, unless I can be extraordinarily helpful with the time that I put in, I can't take on any more services that I don't feel that you couldn't do yourself with time. Like, I am really the most value to people in creative marketing ideas and getting streams to happen, getting music video views, getting people to listen to the music, which I think is really more important than distribution, because distribution is great, But that's basically putting you out on every platform. You can fix that. I mean, you can literally go to the platforms you want to be on and you can independently set up the launches, or you could use someone else. You can do it ahead of time. There's a lot of different ways to fix that issue. I don't feel like my time at this point in time is best used there, even if I like hired a staff to do nothing but like handle distribution. And then therefore, like that part, who's going to pay for that? Like, artists ultimately are going to say, I'd rather put that money into marketing, so I'll just go and figure it out myself. So, like, you know, we end up in that road. And I think that's how we got here with the services that I do offer artists. But as far as paving your road differently forward, a lot of you guys asked me about it and, you know, have talked about this music business and all the things going. And it really comes down to this. It comes down to create, promote, measure, like get feedback, perfect, create again, promote again, measure, get the feedback, go back, perfect, create again. And until you've done this process like several times, the expectation should be, I just want some feedback to figure this out, and I want to get this into the eyes and ears of as many people as I can, because if I don't lay the building blocks of exposure now, then I have to start doing that process all over again once I hit perfection with my creativity. That's the reason why we document the process of everything, because literally everything becomes a piece of content for which people can see and understand you and get to know you. And that's the value of documenting. And that's the value of never waiting until things are perfect for you to put it out there. Now, on my side, as a publicist, there are lots and lots of artists every day that I have to say no to. And the only reason why I say no to them isn't necessarily because of lack of talent. I don't get too many people that aren't talented, right? That haven't at least had some spark. They have something really, really good that can come out of this with hard work. But many haven't done the work yet. A lot of times what'll happen is I'll see artists that just don't have what I think is necessary to benefit from exposure. And that's the only people that I send back to the drawing board. I say, like, just come back to me in like 3 months, do these things. Come back to me in 6 months, do these things, you know, and improve. You've got the beginning of something, but not enough to start exposure. But then at that point, when you have something, that's when the exposure needs to happen. Exposure needs to happen. Then you get in the process of this like 6 months, a year of create, exposure, measure, go back, perfect, create, exposure, measure. And all the time, you need to have a publicist, because you need to be developing your brand as you go along. You need those stories building up. You need to be put in front of people in the best possible way. You know, like when I start a story on an artist, we have them fill in like a questionnaire. And it starts with something fairly simple. Just what are we putting forward? Who's the artist? What's it about? What's a little bit about the artist that we need to know? And not like, I won this, I did that. You know, it's more like, what's at the heart, the passion, the soul of the artist? That's what people really want to know and connect with. They don't want to know, like, you won a contest or whatever. That's great. But that's like a social media post. That's not really the meat of everything. That can be underneath the big essence of who the artist is. That can be like lists of just, they did this, they accomplished that. Those are wonderful things, right? I'm listed here, I'm listed there, I'm number one in this territory, I'm number two in this territory. All that can go below everything else. But essentially, the majority of people just want the proof being the content. So the song, they want that audible proof that you have something special. Then if you get them past that, After that, they want to know, who is this? Who is this artist? Are they credible? How do we make them credible? So as a publicist, my job is to make sure that you fill in a credible about me section for the publicity, because literally it has to be special. And then people who connect with the song and also want a reason to connect with the song need to know more about the song. So they need to know, like, intent, possibly with something special happening, you know, as a result of this. The tone, yeah, the tone, the message, you know, how did this end up here? How did this get in front of me? Why is it important? How is this a time capsule? How is this capturing time? How is this, you know, if you stand back, is it about regret? Is it about chance? Is it a lesson? Is there something in there that really makes it special and that I can resonate with no matter who I am? And who is it resonating with? That's what a publicist does. That's what a writer does for an artist, is they take what you can't see and they turn it into something that everybody needs to know. So putting your best foot forward is like, that's how you start to repave your road, you know? I know I'm totally getting off of topic, but these are all questions I have been faced with starting at the beginning of my day today. So it's been very busy message day, very busy meeting day already. But yeah, connection is a huge thing. So the most three important factors, though, overall, remember, that's in the passion. Paving a road for yourself, rising above the storm, and finding the sunshine, you know, on a big scale and on a little scale, right? Like the little scale being, I'm rising above the storm and finding the sunshine in my music and in my art. Like, I had some people that follow my art pages and my website at jacquelinejacks.com ask me about not just my work, but my art. And they were like, you know, when are you going to do more art? And I'm like, you know, I actually do art some point every single week. It's just that before I was working on this wall behind me, I really didn't like talk about it that much, not in years, because every single day, literally from the morning until I'm ready to set it down at night and I have to literally have a cutoff point for myself, it's just work. It's a lot of work. And my work is so creative and I love it. You know, I really enjoy it. I love the people that I work with and work for, and I would never give that up. But art is a big part of me and it's a big part of sanity. If you're an artist, you understand why, because working is work. It's something you have to do, and you should hope that you enjoy your work. And if you pave the right road, like I have over the years, you'll get to a place where you can make something that you do well and that you like to do every day into more of a journey that is work. But then my art is something a little different for me. For some people, they want it to be their main career. It's not ever been something I wanted to be my main career, because I always thought that my intention for my art needed to be really organic at first, and then my inventory would become business later. So, like, in other words, let me just clarify it a little bit. So the art you see in the background is art that I have made over the course of this series is over the course of the last year. And I actually changed my website recently last year so that I can start highlighting it, but it's not been actually for sale for the most part because it's part of an inventory. So I have a job, so I don't need to make money at it, even though galleries have been asking me to do showings and stuff before the coronavirus thing. And I'm sure we'll get to that further down the road, because I did do some pieces for them. And when they start up again and they want it delivered, then they will actually get it. So that's different, but it's not officially like my job, right? I could turn it into my job, but I like the job I have. I'm a radio show host, I'm a publicist, I work with people. I've been doing it for so long, I can't even count the years, and I don't want to stop doing that. So my art to me is something that it's my passion, and it's like in my heart. Right? And I love it. And I keep doing it because I enjoy it. It's part of my like time alone, time meditating, time for personal growth and health. And it gets me up every day. It is very grounding. Yes, it is. And singing is part of that too. Why I don't want to be a singer for a living, I think it's something that I just decided years and years and years ago when I was much younger and pursuing singing. I did really well and I did get a lot of opportunities, but I was always one of those people that my primary focus was my education and I was in art school. So this was like my love, and singing was something that presented itself at the time as like more of an escape and something that was fun to meet people and work on music projects. However, when tours were presented, I learned really fast. I did not want to be part of that touring world because at the time it was less about talent and more about favors and, you know, getting a singer off the ground. Like, in other words, unstabling them. There were a lot of bad people. There still are a lot of bad people, actually. We talk about this every day, right? I mean, you guys are so lucky now because you have online stuff. When I was a singer, I did not have YouTube. There wasn't online things. There wasn't anything. There was just study, do well, get signed with a label, sign away 7 to 10 years, and do whatever they want when they want it, and, you know, and move away. Like, my opportunities were go and be a member of the new Exposé and go on tour all over the world for 7 years, including Egypt and places that I never really wanted to go. And I really didn't want to be away from my family. I didn't want to have to give up my art. There were things in that deal that I just knew weren't in my heart. Sing songs that I didn't write, that I didn't have anything to do with, that I didn't care about, and sing music that I didn't really love the style, you know, and be part of a group of catty girls and, you know, the whole thing. And it was, and not a lot of money either, right? Because it was bad. So see, you can see where, like, if you have choices, you don't go that route. So it's not that I wasn't given the opportunity. It's just that the opportunities that were there weren't things that I was willing to give up what I already had and what I already loved in order to do them. So that's where singing kind of went. Now, there was a moment in time also where I was working out of Nashville, Tennessee on some music and writing songs and things like that. And I had a writing contract and I was doing really well with things. And I went on with that writing contract for many years, and I really enjoyed it because it wasn't something I never wanted to tour. And still, the tour issue was really the one factor in between me and moving forward with singing. It just wasn't something I wanted to do. The managers that were at the time asking me to be part of, you know, that world, even though they were out of Nashville, they were really harsh. They were very pushy, and I'm not great with pushy people. They were very demanding. And even when I would meet with them before I signed anything, it was like, it was never about me or how I felt or how much time I would get to relax or, you know, catch up, or, you know, was my sanity going to be considered? Never a factor. Never. It was always about, you want this, then this is what you have to do, and here's who you have to put up with, and this is the orders that you're going to have to follow. And, you know, again, it gets down to, yeah, do you want a grueling life? Do you want to spend 7, 10 years doing that and not calling your own shots and wondering if it's going to take off and if their direction is the right direction for you, even though it doesn't seem like it is right now? I mean, do you want somebody else to develop you, to tell you what to do and to be in charge of that? It depends on the person. It depends on what you're exposed to. I grew up in a very artistic family. I grew up with people who said, you don't need to lose charge of your life, and didn't really want me to. And they wanted me to be happy, and I didn't see where that was going to make me happy. So when you come to your art, and the purpose of me telling you this story is you have to make decisions for you. You have to pave the road that you want. There's going to be lots and lots of opportunities that will come your way. But the thing is it's not about the opportunity, right? It's about, do I actually want that opportunity? Is this something that I want? And you have to, at some point, be smart enough to look 10 years down the road. So coming back to my art that is my passion, and even singing, it's kind of like more of an inventory and a journey and like a timeless structure that I'll always have and look back on and love. And if I wasn't working in this job today, yeah, I would probably develop more art. I would show in galleries. I would sing more. I would do a lot more artistically. And that's where I would pick up that brand and I would develop it into a business. But I don't need to because I already have a job that requires my full time, you know, like my I would say before 8 a.m.s and after 8 p.m.s. It requires all that. And in order, and I actually have to make a decision to cut it off each and every day in order to get time for myself, to work out, to cook, to be healthy, to make art for myself, just to have that peace. That's the time I have to pull, literally pull away from work. So if you're in that kind of position, then that's the choice that you would want to make, right? But it does not ever keep me from discovering what's possible. It doesn't keep me from like sinking into research and figuring out what is available for artists and making choices on that. And it is a daily choice. Like every day, there's going to be hard days and you're going to think, okay, this is a good road I'm on, but how can I make it even better for the future? Like today and yesterday and the day before, many, many of the artists want me to be their record label. They want me to be their manager. They want me to book their shows. They want me to do so much more than what I do right now. And that is not my paved road at this time. It's not something where I think about it. Am I really going to enjoy doing that stuff? No, not. And it's further going to take me off of the path that I've paved and that I really love. So it's a matter of choices and it's a matter of what's best for you when you make those choices. You see what I mean? So as an artist, getting back to you guys, I hope you can kind of take what I said and some of the storytelling that I was able to get across to you as a way to empower your own position and a way to empower your own decisions. Things that you have today that I didn't have are YouTube. So if you're doing covers, if you're releasing music, you definitely need to build a YouTube channel. And by the way, let me just stop really quick and say hi to you guys. Hi. One, let me just really quick, I have to say thank you so much to Christie's Hats for posting my picture of me in their hat on Instagram. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for those hats. They are so beautiful. This was like some custom hats that they had created for me, I think like 2 years ago, maybe. And you guys remember because we did like a photo shoot on the blue one and the red one and this white one, and they're just absolutely beautiful. And I still wear them and I love them. So thank you so much. And I'm showing you guys the videos or the picture so that you can see it. Also, I want to say hi to Lou out there. Hi to Terry. Hi to Peter. You guys are amazing and such huge supporters to me and have really contributed in my point A to point B over the years for so many reasons. Really, so many reasons. Many of you guys have, and you know that, like from supporting the content that I put out to getting on my journeys with me and making sure I survive them along the way. That has been like amazing. And it's been so good to have y'all as part of that. You know what I mean? So getting on your journey and being on your path, man, huge. You guys all know you got to go through the struggles. You got to have the rain to get to the rainbow. The rainbow's amazing if the struggle's really hard. I notice that. If the struggle's not so hard, the rainbow's, it's okay. It's like a little building block. It's an achievement. It's something you're like, great, so what's next? But man, when you are striving for something big, like a real life-changing thing or something that you're really, really wanting but you haven't perfected it yet, those struggles are freaking so hard. They are hard. They will break you down. But here's the thing, and for those of you who quit for a little while and come back, you get disgusted, you put your hands up in the air, you walk away, sometimes that's the process. Sometimes that's your process. So trust in that process, because whatever makes it happen for you and keeps you on the road and like shows you the path, do it. Just let it happen, because organically something's going to be like that, right? But the harder that struggle is, the harder that struggle is. The more you cry and feel like you just want to give up, the better that rainbow is. Because when that rain's really hard and the lightning and the thunder and the clouds and all the crap is coming down on your head, it is so great when you get past it. So great. From someone sitting on the other side of a lot of turbulent storms, like a lot. I mean, I can't even emphasize how turbulent. So, times where I didn't think I was going to survive it, but like, man, the other side is huge. It is. So when you say I'm positive all the time and I'm very like happy, I am a pretty happy individual because you have to have a sense of humor to get through the things that I have gotten through and I continue to get through at this time, you know, but you learn so much from it. Hopefully I can, in these videos, you know, share some of the things that I've learned just to be a friend, which is what I try to do on the station too. Like I have a show today to do with some new music for Release Radar and AVA Live Radio. So I'm actually going to get myself another cup of coffee in a second. And then I'm going to hit YouTube and do a live stream there and play some tunes for you guys and just like talk about life, reflect on life, because I hope that maybe some of the things that I can give you advice on or just mention to you, give you some inspiration. Because I know that like when I was going through really, really bad struggles, I literally searched for inspiration everywhere. I would study up on people. I would read books. God, I would even look at quotes, just anything, just to like get out of my head and feel more positive about different situations when the struggles are hard. And then rest, relax, exercise, huge factor. Eating right, really big one, because if you don't eat right, your mental stability just goes off. It's not possible. It's not possible to maintain sanity if you're not eating right, right? Lots of great advice. Not everyone can be a star, but find something in the field. Ah, that's such a good one. Yeah, Lou, it's so true. But you know what? Listen, everybody can be a star. The thing is that you might not know what your star is. I think that's a big thing. You know, like a lot of people, they get lost, right? Well, all of us, we're all lost at one time or another. And then we're searching. And when we search, we're like, what's me? What? I haven't figured it out yet, right? Like as a publicist, I always look to an artist to tell me what is it? They give me nothing sometimes in the beginning. What is it that it's, who are you about? What's your message? What does your Instagram page say about you? Because it's not talking about your music. You know what I mean? Let's focus it. Let's get it down. Let's figure it out. Even if it takes us a little while, but let's start somewhere and figure this out. This can be your road paving forward. I'm wearing my Nirvana shirt. Yay, you are awesome. yeah, so like this is something that has to happen because we are all stars for something. It's like everybody has a great book inside of them, right? At least one. Man, I got to tell you so much. You are a star in something. There is something that is what you should be doing, what you're meant to do. I am a firm believer, and I don't want to like preach too much about the universe and you know, prayer and all that stuff, but there is something every single person is born to do. And it could be save lives. You could be the next big, you know, influencer. You could be a huge musician that writes like life-saving songs. You could be an artist that changes the world through perspective. You could be building the next timeline that is going to be telling the story of today. You could be a writer, an amazing writer that like maybe even just writes on social platforms or has a blog that changes lives, that helps all the people going through the struggles. You could be a person that people call for help. There's so many things. I mean, who knows? What are you saying, Melvin? I'm taking a path I've never taken for an outcome I've never had. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's what that is. That is beautiful. I love it. Yes, we all need to find it. And the day job, Listen, if you haven't paved a day job for yourself that is a passion, then that's okay too. Because, well, one, every single person typically switches jobs like a million times in their lifetime. Nobody rarely stays in a job the same for their entire life unless they really just want to retire and get it over with. But if you haven't figured out your passion yet, so therefore you can't make it a business, or maybe you don't want to make your passion a business and you just want like a really great job that pays for everything and pays for the lifestyle that you want, and isn't really about just getting more things or better things, but is about happiness, fulfillment, feeling healthy, being healthy, having time to decompress, having time to think about things, being able to pull yourself up. You know what I mean? If unemployment paid you more than your job and made you happier, think about paving a new life. Because a lot of people actually just went through this. And we kind of like reevaluated direction at that point because we were like, whoa, wait. You went on unemployment and you financially got more secure and you feel better about yourself. What does that tell you about current direction and how you need to start making those changes? You know, like a little bit at a time. And it doesn't always happen all right away, although this is a good time, man. If you're already out of a job, this is a great time to figure your stuff out, you know, and listen to that little thing inside your head and find examples of other people who do what you think you might want to do and really evaluate it and see if it's something you could see yourself doing in 10 years, because it's not too late. And listen, as far as like, is it too late to start a YouTube channel? Is it too late? A lot of people want these type of goals. Is it too late to get famous on TikTok and do something to change the world? It's not. It's not too late for anybody who's great. Anybody who has something of value to say and is willing to document the journey as they perfect it, that's what's going to get you the numbers on all of these social media platforms. It's just consistency. It's figuring it out, appealing to the niche, seeing if people really want to have more information on that, see if they really want to embrace more on that, and developing it in many different ways, you know, developing all your content around it and having an inventory of a timeline of things, the lovely ride, I don't know, just like anything that documents the process and brings people into it is good. So like whichever way you want to do it, that's good, you know? Also listen to your heart, because remember, sometimes the heart sees what the invisible eye can't, because your eyes are often so jaded, right? Like you might see somebody on social media and say, wow, I really love their style and their life and everything looks so great. They're not going to always show you the Debbie Downer stuff. They're not always going to complain and tell you the truth about what they hate. But because really that only works for so long. Like you tell the story, people are loving it, but then they want to be happy again. So you can't spend your life just like identifying the negative. And you don't want to anyway. You want to wake up every day with gratitude, because that's what's going to like mentally spin the good juices. You know, you wake every day. You guys know this. Maybe you don't. I don't know. If you wake up every day not having gratitude for the good stuff and not remembering that I love you too. You guys are so sweet. I see your messages popping up. If you wake up every day not understanding what you're so freaking lucky for, and I don't care if you have to really dig deep and think about people who have it worse than you, but there is always somebody who has it worse. Always. I mean, like literally always. And if that works and you need to wait and balance that, then do it. But like, acknowledge what you're thankful for every single day, because that's what starts this like mechanism in your mind of creating more happy thoughts, of bringing more. Like if you're negative and you're going through a struggle and you really let it overwhelm you and you let the struggle become the focus, then you will never get past the struggle. But if you can acknowledge the struggle, but laugh at it Like, just find the humor in it. Throw your hands up and say, ah, all right, okay, all right, you kicked my butt today, but tomorrow I got you. You know what I mean? Like, you just need to, you need to have that mindset, that approach, because if you don't, then you're always going to be in struggle. You're never going to find your way out of it, because your mind has to work certain ways. It has to, one, wake up refreshed, wake up innovative and motivated. So the struggle is what's going to motivate you. That breaking point of like, no, I am not giving up. I am not giving in. This is my passion. I can see a road forward. I can see that I really want this. So therefore, this is not going to break me. This is just a moment in time and I will figure it out. Knowing that everything is figure outable, because all the people that you see that figured it out, they had that struggle and then they figured it out, right? So like, you have to believe. That is also called believing in the process. That's like what every person that like speaks about mindsets are like, man, you have to believe in the process. Don't ever give in to the struggles, the hardships. Don't let it get you down. But it starts in the morning. It starts when you wake up rested and acknowledging. That's why they have those gratitude journals, acknowledging what you're thankful for. Because that's going to spin the juices in the right direction to get you through the struggle. You need the energy to do it. And that's where eating healthy and exercising and having like that back off time. Like I use art for, I back off of everything, go deep into my art, and I come back refreshed. That's what works for me. That works for a lot of artists, actually. And as a bonus, it's actually part of something they want to pay for the future. So, so where do I see myself in... in 10 years, it's hard to actually figure that out because I'm happy with what I'm doing. What I would like to see 10 years is more happiness. So leading with the emotion for sure. Continuing to learn, continuing to be inspired by the journey. I believe I will still be working in music marketing and publicity because I really enjoy it and I have a firm grasp of the business and like I've spent so many years in it now, it's just second nature to me. So I do believe I will still be doing that. Will it be radio 10 years? We should hope so. We should hope we're still doing that, but I think it's going to be a different form. Right now I'm doing... live radio podcasts, live streaming, and video. What those are going to look like 10 years from now, wow, from what I've seen, they're not going to look anything like they are now, but that's, I'm still going to be there and it'll be part of the future. Will I be doing a lot more art? Oh, heck yeah, I will be doing. Think of all the art I will have created in 10 years. Think of how my website will look. The new website is like pretty bare bones right now, but man, it is a work in progress itself. It's just basically connecting you with what's going on at JacquelineJax.com. It's connecting you with what I'm doing every day or every week and some new art that you can see from me. I can pop it up, I think, on the screen. Yeah, I can. Let me get it on my iPad for you guys. Yeah, so I definitely see a lot more art. I think I probably will have art in a lot more galleries by then because I've had so many galleries request me to do pieces for them. So I think it's just a matter of committing some time to getting gallery pieces together. You know, like I said, this is, it's inventory that can be evolved. Like, I don't know if you guys looked at the website. Let me put it up on the screen because I got it up. So this is the new JacquelineJax.com website. And basically my homepage is just like the beginning, right? Like I did a cover song that I released, which was fun. And then this is the artwork. These pieces here that you see, the top pieces, these are the ones that I'm developing for the gallery. And they're part of the spring portrait series. These are the ones that come out in metallic, very large prints, and they are amazing. They're so pretty. So I'm in the process of doing my whole gallery wall in my home with them and various other pieces of art. And the reason why is one, because it's enjoyable to me. I love it. That's why I worked on this wall behind me, and that wall's still growing. And the other thing is because I just want the whole wall as you walk in. We have this really large gallery in my home, and I, as I walk in, I just really want different pieces that I would consider putting in the galleries there, so I can kind of like look at the inventory and really just get an idea for direction and appreciate what I've accomplished, and just remind myself if I should get off the path of what's really important in the art and what I really enjoy in the art and what I want that to look like, you know, that picture to look like. And as far as experiences online, I'm working on building experiences and things like that. But again, it's not my full-time job. It's something that is a side project. So it's going to evolve over years of time. And you're going to see a lot of that evolving at JacquelineJacks.com, you know? This is what I do for work right here, which is the AVA Live Radio podcast and publicity and marketing and things like that for musicians, getting them their start. Then above that is Impact, which is my personal podcast, which is where this episode is going to go as well. And just chats like this that you can just sit and chill with and relax. Yeah, so it's a work in progress. I recently just tore it all apart. It used to be a blog, and you know, the blogs are getting rewritten, and I will be rolling them out over time. So just be patient. You'll see a lot more of that from me. So that's where I see myself in 10 years. I'm kind of, I like to leave it open, because if you would have told me that I would be here now, 10 years ago, I would have thought something different. So I truly believe that you can pave your path, but as long as you're on a path that you like and enjoy, then it becomes more of like, all right, I'm doing this and I'm happy with this and I want to continue to do this, but I just want to challenge myself within my path. And that becomes a little bit of a different direction. You know what I mean? Yes. All right, so that's my chat for today. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you found some inspiration and some motivation for your path and your journey. Starting with the three things that are most important to you. For me, health, passion, and family, people, loves, people that are around me. Everything else is a journey, so you got to get on it. And if you're going through a struggle, God, embrace the struggle, man. Embrace the struggle, because the struggle is what pushes you forward. If you have no struggle, you probably won't pave a road. Yeah, that's definitely, oh my goodness. It is definitely what you won't do. You will never, ever pave a road if you aren't challenged to do it. And it's got to be, if not for yourself, it's got to be for someone. Like maybe you're making life better for your family. You're living up to your parents' expectations because they know how talented you are. Maybe you have a dream and you're reaching for that dream. But it's got to be for a reason. Otherwise, you won't do it every day. And when it gets hard, and it will get hard, you have to know to believe in the process. Believe that you're going to come out on the other side experienced, knowledgeable, with the tools to now deal with the next hurdle and to do it effortlessly, just so easily. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know you know what I mean. Peter says, I know what you mean. Was really motivated episode. Love it. And thank you. You're welcome. Thank you guys for being part of it. Because honestly, if you wouldn't ask your questions and respond and comment and talk to me about things, I would not think to create this episode, because it's just what I do on a daily basis. And it's just inside my head. And this is just my process of like fixing things and dealing with things and getting things to happen moving forward. So it is what it is. And that's all she wrote. All right, let's go get a cup of coffee and we'll meet on the other side at AVA Live Radio for the Release Radar Show, because I've got some new songs to play. Bye, you guys.